We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner joins us from the Capitol. How are you, first and foremost?
Pretty shook up, I got to tell you, Mark. I mean, this is just horrific. You know, I was in the Capitol at the Republican National Committee on 9/11, and this is 1,000 times worse than even that was in terms of my emotions and feelings. We barely escaped, and I got a staffer of mine and myself out, and we are safe. I won't say where, but this is, it feels just terrible. It's just despicable what's going on. It really is. It has no place, any place in our nation, in the greatest democracy in the world. This is just terrible.
How did you and members of Congress realize what was going on outside? And you know, I've been to the Capitol many times, and it's not easy to get into the Capitol with the level of security since 9/11. So I think one of the big questions is, how in the world did this happen?
I don't think they were prepared. They were overwhelmed with the show of force. And you know, I showed up this morning for work. I sat in the chamber when the boxes were brought in. When the Senate arrived, you know, our own Senator Blunt is one of the talliers, and the Vice President arrived, and they kicked things off. And yes, you know, we got to Arizona, and then for a call for debate, and that's when the two chambers divide. So I left to go back to my office to watch it there, and. And the next thing I knew, start seeing alerts, and I had, as I said, one staffer with me, and he was updating me, and I finally said, you know, we got to get out of here. They were breaching the Cannon building. We were two buildings down in Rayburn. There were bomb threats at the Republican National Committee and the Democrat National Committee. I heard them detonate whatever it was in front of the DNC. I mean, it was just terrifying. And then we just got out as fast as we possibly could. Many of my colleagues are holed up in a undisclosed location in the Capitol, but there are shots being fired. They're breaking through windows. They are people are getting hurt. This is not a peaceful protest or civil disobedience. They started at the White House. And you know what? The President of the United States bears some responsibility in stopping this. It's not enough to send out a tweet, say, you know, let's protect our men and women in blue. He needs to do something and take immediate action to stop this kind of seditious behavior. This is, you know, an attempt to overthrow our democratic process, and it's just not. Not right by any stretch.
So maybe this isn't the question for this moment, but where does this leave the certification of the election? Because that all is in limbo, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. I mean, I can go back to an alert that came out just a bit ago, emergency alert from Mayor Bowser, citywide curfew for D.C. starting January 6th today. At 6 p.m. until Thursday, January 7th, at 6 a.m. So what time is it here? We're going on 4 o'clock Eastern time. We haven't even taken the first vote. And the city's going to have a full-on curfew starting at 6 p.m. So I don't know where this leads. I don't know how there are people inside the Senate chambers. You've seen the tweets and the photos. They're inside the House chambers. There are members scattered all over the Hill, and the vice president was evacuated. You know, it's just, I just pray. I know that one woman shot inside the Capitol in the chest and neck. I just hope and pray that no one else is injured or hurt. I'm grateful to be safe, but this is, there are a whole lot of people in harm's way right now. And I don't know if it will be able to get back to the business of the debate on what happens today. And everyone knows my position on what I plan to do in terms of upholding our Constitution and making sure that these electors get certified. But this is really horrific. Please.
And where are you right now, and where did members of Congress then have to go? Because everyone is in different office buildings. There's an underground tunnel that leads back to those buildings. Was that how everyone was basically shepherded out, or is there another place that they had to go?
We're not allowed to say, and I can't say where I am.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And I can't say where any of them are. Gas masks.
No, and you know what? This is a great point, and I should have thought about this. I had to ask the question, but look, that's another problem with what's going on right now. This leaves our Capitol very vulnerable, very vulnerable to outside forces.
It does. It does. I've just, you know, there were protesters sitting in the chair of the Speaker of the House and the Senate leader. They're carrying around podiums and artifacts, trashing windows. I can't express how awful this is and how terrible it is for our nation. We expect to see this kind of a coup in a third world country, but look at them. They're going through the windows in the U.S. Capitol, breaking them down. I mean, the stuff that is just streaming across my phone is just, it's just unthinkable. It truly is.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner, stay safe, and we'll see what happens and what unfurls.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it's still early today, and that's what worries a lot of people, I think.
It is. We'll hope and pray for everyone that they're safe, and that this will be brought to conclusion soon. So, tell your listeners to pray for our country.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner, I appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.